USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The suicidal airline service agent who stole a turboprop plane at Seattle's airport and went on a joyride did a few air stunts, then crashed on an island in Puget Sound. His remains still need to be officially identified. Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastor says the incident was not terror-related.
It doesn't look like this was a threat made to anybody or any kind of an attempt to harm anybody.
Ground controllers at SeaTac Airport kept radio contact with the pilot, who called himself a broken guy with some screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me. And it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
Two F-15 fighter jets were scrambled from Portland, Oregon, to intercept the plane. The plane went down in a remote area of the island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
University of Virginia President Jim Ryan spoke at a morning service in Charlottesville a year after deadly violence during white nationalist protests in the college town.
We can aspire to a better world, but condemn imperfections in those who might otherwise be our allies, which is sadly all too often the case today.
The one-year anniversary of the deadly Unite the Right rally has officials on high alert in Charlottesville this weekend. The two rally will take place Sunday afternoon in Lafayette Park in front of the White House. Estimates vary on how many white nationalist protesters will show up. Organizer Jason Kessler predicted 400 in his permit application, but turnout could be much lower. Doris Snyder has turned 110 years old in Peoria, Illinois. She credits shredded wheat every morning, no soda pop, and no smoking.
Things have changed a lot. We had morals in the old days, and then I don't drink, and I don't gamble.
Doris says she'll continue to make every day count. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Firefighters in California hoping for a break in the weather so they can corral the huge fires. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Mendocino wildfire burning north of San Francisco, the largest fire in California history, is 60% contained now. But the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes and has grown to nearly 30 square miles. Firefighters have made some progress, but gusty winds are coming and could fan the flames. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Milwaukee area theater chains won't be showing a new movie opening this weekend. The Slender Man horror film is facing backlash because it's about an online character that inspired violence in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
I don't see any reason why a movie needs to be made about it.
Such a touchy subject, especially around these parts.
In a 2014 case known as the Slender Man stabbing, two Wisconsin teenagers attacked a classmate to impress the fictional character. Remains of a mastodon that perished millennia ago are being put back together at the University of Michigan. Paleontologist Daniel Fisher says the display of mastodons in the Museum of Natural History will be unique.
To my knowledge, there's no other exhibit anywhere in the world that shows an adult male and female together, adult and female mastodon together. So this is a very unusual exhibit in that sense.
The five-story atrium at the University of Michigan Museum of Natural History won't be open to the public until April. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.